This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdal. The President of the United States loves his Twitter account. He tweets when and where he wants on topics of great interest to him. And because he is who he is, therefore, he tweets on topics of great interest to the rest of us, often on topics economic and business in nature. Marketplace's Kimberly Adams spent some time with Trump's tweets to try to find some economic rhyme and reason. Hey, Kimberly.
Hi, Kai.
Give me the, I guess, the diagnostics first, right? What jumped out at you as you went through all these tweets?
So it's interesting because they tend to peak, at least mentions of the economy in terms of his tweeting. They tend to peak around big pieces of legislation or the jobs numbers coming out. And he tends to use certain words a lot. Obviously, tax, because of the tax plan. Jobs, he likes to use jobs over and over again, especially around the release of the jobs numbers. You'll see one particular tweet repeating over and over again throughout the time he's been in office where it just says jobs, jobs, jobs. And of course, there's Obamacare, enemy number one, and regulation, enemy number two, I guess.
I guess, yeah. He does like to talk about the stock market, too. And let me just say, for the record here, the stock market goes down as well as up, but he only talks about the upside of this thing.
This is true, and he likes to take credit for the upside of it. In particular, there were several tweets in November where he says, "Looks like another great day for the stock market. Consumer confidence is at a record high. I guess somebody likes me," in parentheses, my policies. He notes when the Dow hits records. The next day, he said the Dow broke 24,000 for the first time. If the Dems had won the presidential election, the market would be down 50% from these levels. Levels and consumer confidence, which is also at an all-time high, would be low and glum.
Well, low and glum. With all the time you spent with his tweets, let me ask you this question. Do you think he's tweeting as distraction? Is he tweeting for public relations? Is he tweeting for what is your sense of what he's doing here?
All the above, really. These tweets are policy. And in many ways, you can look at these tweets as what he believes about the economy and what he wants the public to believe. He's really setting a narrative with his Twitter account and using the fact that many people are looking at it, both inside the United States and out of it, to dictate sort of how he wants the world to see the U.S. economy. And that really started on Inauguration Day. He laid it out on Twitter. We will bring back our jobs. We will bring back our borders. We will bring back our wealth, and we will bring back our dreams. And when things go wrong, you'll see him tweeting about the fact that the economy is doing great under him.
Right. Let me back you up for a minute to that thing about tweets are policy. The White House has said that presidential tweets are policy positions. Foreign countries see his tweets as policy positions. And by that, I mean the Chinese, when he's saying, you know, mean and nasty things about the Chinese, when he's saying things about Mexico and the wall and tariffs and all of that stuff.
Right. And he knows that. And he's broadcasting his agenda and his priorities on Twitter for the international audience as well. I mean, you can look to a tweet back in March before he went to go to China. And he says meeting next week with China will be a very difficult one in that we can no longer have massive trade deficits. Mm. And then in July, I'm very disappointed in China. All of these things are ways to communicate with world leaders in a rather untraditional way.
Kimberly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Guy.